This podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome lords, welcome ladies to Throne Zone episode 4. This is a spin-off show from the Max Wrestling Podcast. I'm Dazzy, along with the Phoenix and the Butcher. Gentlemen, how are we?
Not bad, can't complain.
Good.
Can't complain. That's a funny thing really, isn't it?
It is quite unusual.
For a man like me to say that. First thing he says, can't complain. And then everyone just goes, 1, 2, 3, 4... We've got past five seconds and he hasn't complained.
Yeah, it's like saying, nobody's going to die in Game of Thrones.
Nobody's going to die, don't be silly.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I haven't seen Daenerys butt-fucked like that since season one. She ended last season, the last scene of the last season, with this massive armada. She looked like the New Zealand All Blacks coming to take on a high school team. And 3 episodes in, she's lost the Dornish army, she's lost her ships and the Greyjoys, the Unsullied are stuck on some rock, and the Lannisters just marched into Highgarden and said, right, we're having this, and killed Diana Rigg.
She's wiped. She's done for.
It reminds me of the, the scene in Family Guy where Peter's just charging towards the New England Patriots.
Yeah. Usually we reserve Family Guy references for the other show.
I'm proper taken back from it. Like I'm like, wow.
Yeah, this episode.
Well, alone, there goes that fucking big battle I was desiring.
This episode alone was a massive win for Cersei.
Oh, she's kicking ass, isn't she? She's loving it. She's loving it. But that's the thing. It's all plain sailing at the minute for her. But she's got trouble in the ranks, hasn't she?
Yeah, I don't think Jaime fully trusts her.
No, of course he doesn't.
At all.
Of course he doesn't. He doesn't know the truth yet. But he will. He will.
Well, he's blinded and he's in turmoil, really, between how much he loves her and the fact that she's now showing how evil she really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, he pushed Bran out of a window in season one, but he's tamed a bit.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Phoenix?
I was going to say, do you think he's going to have enough of a torment, and in like 1 minute she's sucking his cock, and then the next she's pushing him away, and then he's just going to reach a boiling point and kill, like a prophecy fulfilled?
Well, that's what we've said, isn't it?
It's so funny to expect, man.
She's jumping on him as soon as she kills someone. It's weird. She gets off.
I don't think it can finish as happy families. You know what I mean? It's not going to be happy families. I mean, at the end of the day, you've got the Lannisters, and you've got the father. You despised him. The daughter's basically inherited what the father was, and now she's like the ultimate bitch. You know what I mean? And she does that character well. Jaime has gone from being a guy in like the first, second series that you kind of detested. To a certain extent, but you wanted to love him.
Even
then you go
himself,
into like season exactly. You go into season 3, season 4, and you see that friendship built between him and Brienne.
Mm.
You know, and you do you really do want to love Jaime. You know what I mean? And it will be that. And let's be honest, Jaime was the only reason that Tyrion got away.
Yeah. Yeah, you let him out.
So, do you know what I mean? There is that thing with Jamie. That Jamie's, you know, he wants to keep, you know, House Lannister because it's the family name. But at the same time, he's slowly succumbing to it. It's all bullshit. You know? And it's everything is just power, power, power with Cersei.
Well, she got
which is nothing wrong with
she?
A bit of power, you know? But she's going to shit her pants once Daenerys comes face to face with her, isn't she?
I got a spear. Yeah, but she's got 3 dragons.
No, I got a mountain. I got 3 dragons, son. I'll see your mountain and I'll raise you 3 dragons. You know? It's I'm just not...
I'm going to make a little wrestling reference now, where obviously we do another show called Max Wrestling. It kind of reminds me, you remember the Alliance with WCW, ECW invading WWE? Obviously, they were the enemy, but everyone loved Rob Van Dam.
Yeah.
That's like Jamie.
Yeah.
During the RVD and Jeff Hardy match invasion, RVD was getting more cheers and chants than Jeff Hardy was.
Right on.
Well, it was almost like, you know, you'd come down to the ring and WWE sweetheart was Stone Cold Steve Austin fronting the Alliance. But when Stone Cold started speaking on the Alliance's back, all you could hear is RVD, RVD, RVD. So whenever Rob Van Dam opened his mouth, Stone Cold Steve Austin go, what? Do you know my watch is saying? What? Do you know what I mean? And that is correct. It is. You could, like, you know, people who watch this going, RVD? Fuck's RVD?
He got long hair. He could be in Game of Thrones.
He could be. Now, he'd probably be stoned.
Yeah, of course. Not in the deaf kind of way. I'm left wondering now if Cersei actually did poison Tyene. Or if she faked it just to play with Ilaria. Because if Tyene dies, what was the point of the Sand Snakes? Because that's all 3 of them gone. And they haven't really done anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was a bitch before, but if anything, that Walk of Atonement made her even worse. Since then, she's just been this cold master manipulator.
I think when it all kind of, you know, just it's all ironed out. I think it's gonna shock a few. I don't know at the minute. I don't know. I think this is the first episode since it returned that's kind of threw me a bit, and I'm like, Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like they threw all the eggs in one basket, and shocked you too many times. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we've had that, but we've still got all these battles to come as well.
So that's for me. We're not seeing anything. I don't want to say it, but if I have to fucking watch the whole of this season with no fucking fighting, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, we will. It was in the trailer. There's a massive fight with a Dothraki and a dragons heading towards someone. I'm assuming the Lannisters.
Yeah, you would have thought King's Landing, wouldn't you?
Well, it's too soon to invade King's Landing. At the moment, the Lannisters are at Highgarden.
I like to think that your battle for everything is going to be in the last season, and that's because it's going to be mainly it's going to be fixated on the walkers.
Yeah.
You know? Someone has got to get wiped in this season. Someone has got to get wiped. And that's not necessarily meaning major characters are going to die in this season. You're going to lose a few, granted. I'm really stuck. Normally I like to, you know, kind of create something in my own imagination. I'm stuck with it. But I think I don't know what to think of that, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. I am proper on the fence with it all.
It can't be Cersei, because we need those dragons against the White Walkers. They've obviously got to be involved in that big fight at the end.
I really do think that Jamie's going to kill her.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well.
I do think Jamie will kill her, because I just don't think she can die any other way, really.
Will it actually be Jamie, or will it be Arya posing as Jamie?
That's exactly what I thought. That's one of the theories, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where you've got Jamie fighting the Mountain, or whoever's fighting the Mountain, but the Mountain's killed Jamie, and then Arya basically walks in because that's her mission, to fucking take out fucking the Lannisters. But then she comes across Jamie's body. You know, but she knows Cersei's still alive. She's like, oh. You know? But Jamie would have to die without Cersei knowing. That's the thing, innit? You know what I mean? She would not know.
I suppose he could die in this battle we're having.
I still don't know.
Oh, I don't want Jamie to die, man. I really don't.
I still don't know if Arya's heading back to Winterfell or if she's still heading towards King's Landing, though.
Yeah, she is going to Winterfell. She said tonight maybe she's going home.
Yeah, she's going home.
Okay.
Going home. I've had enough of this.
Fucking hell. Sarah's going to walk in. And she's not. There's not going to be, hello, Sansa. There's going to be, oh, you bitch.
You still got me CD? Well, sister reunion. Well, we did have a partial Stark reunion this week with Bran. Now, ooh. There's something off about Bran.
He don't look right, does he?
There's nothing there. He's just sitting there casually telling his sister, oh, you had a vision about her being raped on your wedding night by Ramsay Bolton, as if it was nothing. It was almost creepy the way he said it.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've said this. It's been one of them that, obviously, when he went to, obviously, what was it called? The tree, I can't remember the name of it.
Mirkwood. No?
Yes.
That's the name of the town, isn't it?
Yeah. Mirkwood's the town, but you've got just that old thing about the possession thing. You know what I mean? And it's just almost like, I don't know. Has he still got his wolf?
No, she died when Hodor died.
But he just looks empty.
Yeah.
He looks more empty than Sansa. He looks more empty than Bailey. He just does, though. It's just. Do you know what I mean? There's no joy. There was no joy in his face. I mean, good dude. You've spent the best part of 6 fucking seasons away from your sister. And you like, you come in and he just looks at her and he goes, hello, Sansa.
All right.
Oh, all right. How's it going? Well, you know One Direction has split up, don't you? What? Fuck off.
You didn't send me a raven, did you?
And then Sansa's going, so where's Odo? Too far! Too far!
Do you know what I love? When she just walked off and left him there by the tree, have you forgot he can't walk, Sansa? How's he going to get back to the castle? Where's Odo now? A bit unfair, that was.
It was. I don't know what to make of that, because that just came from nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah. When they said, there's someone at the gates for you. Oh, is it Harriet? Oh, it's Bran. Okay.
No, it's only him. Well, it is, though. That's the sort of relationship you've come to that relationship with him. You don't really give a shit, do you?
No, because he's become less human.
Exactly. It's just you don't really care. What's his thing? I mean, to me, is the twist going to be he's actually dead? You know? I don't know. I don't know. What is he?
To be fair, he's put her in danger by going there. Because when he had that vision and the Night King touched him, the Night King can now track everywhere Bran goes.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's a bit confusing because last time you saw him, he was just got to the wall, didn't he, Castle Black?
Yeah.
And Arya was closer to Winterfell than Bran, so how did Bran get there first?
Well, the girl he's with, she can't half pull that cart fast.
She's a right horse, isn't she?
Yeah. Well, Arya stopped off in the woods, didn't she, and had a little reunion with Nymeria, but obviously he went to Castle Black looking for John, and they were like, oh, he's not here, he's gone south. He's gone to Winterfell. Right, I'll go there then. But then, when he was trying to explain stuff, he could have just showed her, because they were sitting by one of those trees. He could have just, you know, touched it. Here you go. Showing you now. Even then, she would have walked off. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
I was thinking of something the other day, you know, we know we're on about, obviously, all these wolves have died. Right? How cool would it be? How cool would it be if they're now walkers?
Oh, shit.
I don't know why I thought that. You've got a lot of these wolves that have died, but surely they could still have a purpose. The only one literally living that, well, there's two left, isn't there? That's it.
Yeah, it's Nymeria and Ghost.
And Ghost. But I was just like thinking, obviously, we could win up with that theory that maybe Nymeria's obviously turned her back, but she hasn't completely, and she's going to watch over her until she gets to where she goes. I was just thinking, God, there's just so much more that they could do. What if the wolves?
Well, one hasn't got a head.
Especially, I think Odor's not gone.
Oh shit! Yeah, he could be a white now as well.
I do think that, and obviously, the wolf. Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think they're going to kill off. You know what I mean? They've killed off all the characters. Obviously, they're dead. But from a major stance, at the, you know what I mean? Looking at that from a fan's point of view, when you're watching that battle, it's going to fixate on certain walkers, and you go, whoa, no way.
It's no wonder Bran's dead inside. He's seen all this in a
vision. He's tormented, isn't he? He's just like, fucking hell.
Well, speaking of
this
tormented...
It's like watching GF fucking W.
Speaking of tormented, I said Sam is going to be doing something horrible every episode. He scoops shit. He cut off Jorah's grayscale. Now he's got to make copies of all those manuscripts. And they don't have photocopiers in Westeros.
No.
He's got to do all that by hand.
Poor lad.
To be fair, Jorah healed up quite nicely, though.
Yeah, that, do you know what? I was bitterly disappointed with all that. You just have, like, one scene.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh. He's, like, he's completely fucking peeled all his skin off and he's healed and... Oh, you've healed. You're not going to die now.
Got a few scars. Jeez, but...
You know.
I want whatever Sam used on Jorah next time I find a spot. That stuff works miracles.
There you go, people. All people are listening to this. If you've ever suffered from STDs, you want what Jorah's had. Get Sam round your house. He'll cure you.
Technically, that was a transferred disease. Just not sexual.
That's weird, man. He's healed. He's gonna turn up on Daenerys' doorstep, and she's gonna cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I got no allies left now. Knock, knock. Here's Jorah. Everything's saved.
Yeah, let's kick ass. What if he's the one that takes out the mountain?
Well, he's a good fighter.
That's what I mean.
He's a hell of an underdog in a fight.
That's what I mean. It's gonna be so fucking good. I'm so glad though they've saved him, man. Cause I wouldn't have been happy, because he's been there since fucking the second series he came into it.
No, the first one. Yeah, he was straight away.
Was
with
it
Daenerys.
The first?
Yeah, because he was spying on her at first, wasn't he? Right.
Oh yeah, he was saying he'd sent to kill her, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then he was like, oh, she's blonde, and oh, never mind, I fell in love.
Oh, she's well fitted. Fucking hell.
Dirty old man.
Dirty old boy's not thinking anything with all that. Jesus Christ.
Actually, we mentioned that.
That woman's got a place on my wall, and it's not even a poster.
Hopefully not the way Roz had a place on Joffrey's wall. We mentioned Arya. We didn't actually see her in this episode at all. But if you stuck around...
For the 30 second trailer, we saw
a blink and you'll miss it glimpse of her sort of looking over Winterfell. Which makes me think, is she actually going to go home now? Or is she going to, like, see it and go, do you know what, it's not right. I'm not going home now. Oh, fucking make
I'm
your mind
adamant
up, girl.
She's going to cross. I'm adamant it'll happen within the next, possibly next episode or the episode after. She'll cross paths with the Hound.
Yeah, because we haven't seen him for two episodes either, so we don't know where he is.
No.
We know he's in the North. Ultra.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the trailer, we saw him in a battle that was in the snow.
Yeah. It's all like just intertwining, and it's all knitting slowly.
Well, we go to our first break now. When we come back, we've got that big final meeting that we finally had to talk about. Also, Melisandre's spreading a bit of shit. We'll get around to that after this.
Ha-ha! What's up, everybody? This is Mike Larkin, the host of the Pop Culture History Podcast. Tune in as I take you through the history of pop music. Check it out on SoundCloud, MC Larkin 92, and we are now on the Swerve Talk Network. Get ready to have fun and shake your tail feather. I'm out, everybody. Peace!
Welcome back to Throne Zone Episode 4. Now, we've talked about everything from the previous episode, apart from one very important scene that everyone was looking forward to. And I actually watched it right before we started recording that, the whole meeting scene again.
The what? The meeting?
The meeting scene, not the meeting.
Fucking meeting. Although
you probably could do a meeting show on Game of Thrones.
A meeting show. From a David Attenborough point of view.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yes. There is the mountain. Great in stature. And there's a reason they call him the mountain.
I just pictured a nature documentary narrated by Hodor. 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 Hodor.
Hodor. And there we have Cersei forever getting mounted.
And now we go to Grey Worm, going down on his first woman.
All Cersei wants to do is mount the mountain.
Mount the mountain? The mountain's probably been doing some mounting of his own without none. If she's still alive. Then again, he's dead, he doesn't care. He's half dead anyway. But no, the meeting scene, which didn't turn into a meeting scene between Daenerys and Jon. Everyone thought they were going to get on like a house on fire. No pun intended, Daenerys. But they just clashed. They were like dogs barking at each other. I'm not disappointed. It just wasn't what I was expecting. Like,
no.
Hang on.
No.
Wait till they find out they're related.
Yeah, I think it's they don't know they're related to each other.
It was not too yet. Easy of a meeting, wasn't it? It just for not, me, it was kind of like. I wanted a bit more. You know what I mean? Swords and you know what I mean.
Well,
who do you think you are? I'm fucking Jon Snow, love. I'm fucking Jon Snow.
Let's ask
Davos.
Who are
you talking to? Listen, love, I died.
Let's ask Davos. I love that introduction. This is Jon Snow. Oh, he's king of the North.
King of the North.
Oh, am I meant to go through his resume?
Yeah, everyone's there. It's like, oh, is that it?
He's king of the North, but actually, he doesn't want to be king of the North. He was just nominated and he took it, but he openly said the other day at the table that he didn't really want it, you know.
He's just staying king now to piss you off, love.
but it all went too quick, didn't it? It should have gone at least over an episode. That, do you know what I mean? It's just like it was just kind of like, this is Jon Snow. He wants your fucking stone, and he's taking it.
I mean, it wasn't until after Davos went, right, he's done this, he's united the wildlings and everything, he's fought White Walkers and stuff, he's died. Oh, no, he hasn't died, sorry. I'm not supposed to say that. But I love that, like, Jon doesn't want her to know he's died and come back to life. I love, the funny thing is, Jon's seen an army of dead, but he's shocked at the existence of dragons. Daenerys doesn't believe in a dead army. But she's hatched three dragons in a fire.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're a bit picky on what you believe, people.
Yeah.
I don't believe in fantasy. You got three dragons. You're going to have to at some point, isn't you?
It's... yeah, it frustrated me. The meeting did frustrate me a bit because I just thought it should have gone on a bit longer. There was kind of so much to like cover from different angles, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they just sort of weren't getting anywhere because they didn't believe each other. Right, he's like, no offense, love, but I don't know you.
Exactly, you're your fucking auntie, son. You listen, you bow down to me. You know? But it's obviously waiting for that relationship. It's obviously a relationship that's going to build now, isn't it?
It's going to have to now, as we also saw.
How does it come out? How does it come out?
She's got no choice now, is she? She's lost all the ships. She's lost two allies. She's got to turn to John now.
I mean, does she know yet? I mean, does she know?
What about John?
This is the thing. Does she know about losing everything?
Oh, yeah, she knows. Varys came straight in. Oh, by the way, your ships have been burnt. He's taking the sands. I don't know if she knows about the Unsullied yet.
Yeah, that's the one I was on about. Yeah.
Well, if someone is spying on her, they're going to get word to her at some point, aren't they? Or Euron's probably going to send her a raven or something. Or Cersei.
I know, you're just going to see that. You're going to see that because you haven't seen it in a while, that angry side of her. Mm-hmm. And she's just going to go get the fucking dragons.
Yeah. Fuck this. Send them in.
Let's go burn some shit.
Dracarys, motherfucker.
You know? I do think they're probably... Cersei's going to get it in the next episode. But you probably see it right at the back end and then it'll carry on over. So we're on episode 4 now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Going into episode 5. So...
No, yeah. Episode 3 going into 4.
Episode 3 going into 4. So probably be at the end of the next one going into 5.
Halfway through episode 4, we're going to hit the halfway point in the series, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because normally it's episode 5 is a halfway point.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. This is the thing I'm finding hard with the old thing, to be honest with you, because I'm not disappointed by anything because I'm not able to come to my own. You know what I mean? There's certain ideas, like, but every episode you're watching, it's I can't pick faults with it.
No, every episode's been brilliant.
As we keep saying, because they
move at a faster pace this season, so you're getting something every episode now.
I posted that thing to you the other day about the rumours of the next season being 2-hour episodes.
I really do
think that this one could have benefited from that, though.
Yeah.
Things like what we've just seen with the meeting, that alone should have took up, you know what I mean, a good amount of an episode. But it wasn't. It just felt like we said, this is Jon Snow, he's the king. And then it's like a cut scene, and then they talk a bit more, and then they're outside. And she's saying, yeah, get your men, come get the fucking Dragonstone. And you're just like, you know, really? Was it that simple?
Well, to be fair,
she's
Tyrion
supposed to be
her
a badass, like, do you know what I mean? She ain't got to bow down to anyone.
To be fair, Tyrion talked her into it, and he can talk the hind legs off a donkey.
I reckon Tyrion's on strike, I do. I reckon Tyrion's on strike. Tyrion's had enough of walking up fucking steps. This. Seriously, either you get them guys that do them electric stair chairs.
Get a stairmaster for Tyrion.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? These little legs, they aren't built for this. They weren't built for this. You said nothing about thousands of steps in this contractual agreement.
I'm not sure who I feel sorry more for after the Unsullied got swerved. Daenerys or Tyrion, because obviously it was Tyrion's plan and he was like talking them through it and it all went to shit.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, the climb up the wall is going to be hard, but they'll get in there, they'll go through the sewers and this. Yeah, right, but half the army aren't even there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which brings us to the final scene with Olenna getting the last mic drop on Jaime. I'm so going to miss that character. She didn't take any shit from anyone.
I liked it, man.
She was brilliant, wasn't she?
She reminded me of my nana. My nana was a bad woman. She was like the one person that'd look at you in the eye and just go, before you go to sleep, I will be the last thing you see. I was just jumping and that was it. Fuck. hell, it would be loving so much to me. And it'd be like, you'd be sat at home, you'd be, yeah, when you were a kid, and your mum would go to you, Dave, are you staying in your nan and granddad's? And I'd say, what? Fucking no. No, but that's the character she was. She was so kind of, do you know what I mean? She was strong, wasn't she? Do you know what I mean?
Very razor-tongued.
I was shocked when she said what she did. I was like, what? Really? Ooh.
I was a bit surprised, taken aback when she said that she was like the mastermind behind Joffrey's passing, because I thought it was Baelish who did it.
No, well, it was her plan. It was her plan. I think Baelish was a part of it.
I looked over the scene again. I think it was Baelish that actually put the poison in Joffrey's drink, but she was like the mastermind behind it, type of thing.
Yeah, well, she told Margaery right after the wedding that, you know, do you really think I was gonna let you marry that cunt?
Yeah.
So we kind of knew all along that it was her, but she never actually admitted it to anyone properly.
I like that. What did he name his sword again? Jamie said, "He was a right cunt, wasn't he?"
Yeah, Widow's Wail. He was a right cunt, wasn't he?
I like that one. I like that.
But yeah, is it gonna hurt? She's good. Neck it.
She just drunk it. She wasn't bothered, was she? She necked it.
Let's
have it.
Good drink, that. And Jamie poured one for himself. He didn't even drink it.
That's it. But before I die, I'm gonna wound you.
Oh yeah, proper wound you. It's worse than have your hand cut off.
You know what I mean? Now you can go back to your wife. Oh, well, yeah, your sister.
Fuck it.
But we all know. Yeah, and you can tell her. Knows. And you could tell her it was me.
Now, fuck off.
That was awesome. Do you know what I mean? I just thought it was brilliant.
Don't you think the Lannisters have got a funny march, or they're sort of taking baby steps?
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Have you all shit your pants or something?
Yeah, it's just three dragons, that is.
That's the three dragons. That's dragons as well.
And dragons, fuck you know.
We're not equipped to take on dragons.
It was an impressive episode. It was a good episode. A few bits on it which could have taken up another, you know what I mean, 20 minutes, half hour.
Yeah.
Well, nothing to worry about. I think it's all kind of knitting together really well. I just hope that the idea of that last season being 2-hour episodes is true, because I don't think I could take the last season being rushed like this.
No. Well,
or feeling, do you know what I mean? I know it's 7 episodes, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I know it's 7 episodes, and I know it's season 6. And then, obviously, realistically, what you've got... Yes, season 7. But what you've actually got is 7 episodes per season, but it's really only one season, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? The way I look at it.
Yeah, they split it into 2.
They really, really need to do this 2-hour episode, because...
I mean, I watched
needs that
behind the scenes thing for this episode, and the showrunners are saying that obviously the Tyrells are no good at fighting and never have been, so that's why we just didn't show the battle at all. We just went from the Lancers invading straight to Jaime marching up, because there was no point in showing the fight. I would have liked to see the fight though, because the Tyrells were supposed to be the second largest army in Westeros, and they just got whitewashed,
mangled. This is Jaime, isn't it? Jaime in his one hand. That's what it is.
Mm. It's the golden hand of Jaime.
An impressive army, the Lannisters.
Oh, yeah, they are the largest in Westeros.
They look cool. They look cool. Until they come up against 3 fucking dragons.
I mean,
armor ain't going to save you.
To be fair, if it hadn't been for the wildfire, the Stannis' army probably would have beat them. Like Tyrion said, you almost won King's Landing.
And you're going to have that impressive image that you just want to be there to take a screenshot of it. You're going to have Jon Snow, Brienne. Do you know what I mean? The Hound. Do you know what I mean? Let's face it, the Hound don't fucking like the Lannisters, does he?
No, fuck the king.
You know, he was just an henchman, wasn't he? He was a mercenary. Mm. But he's gained a bit of humanity in his soul
at the end of the first season,
over that journey, isn't he? You know, and I kind of want that last sit down. Do you know what I mean? Before the fight, where the Hound sat there and Brienne sits next to him and goes, "Fucking hate you." I just want that last screenshot where you've just got everyone you didn't think you'd see all standing together.
Yeah.
Jamie included. Because let's face it, they're all going to have to be united in that final standoff against the Walkers, aren't they?
We need a standoff.
But you're just going to get rid of the shits. I'd love Jamie to be in it. If it isn't Arya that, you know what I mean, does something or he dies, I would love that final, do you know what I mean, that standoff with him there. I really would. I can't see it, but...
Do you know what I want
to
see?
It'd be nice to see him stood next to his little brother.
Yeah. There's two scenes I want to finally see before the show ends that they've shot, but we've never actually seen them in full. One is Jaime killing the Mad King, which we saw glimpses of in Bran's vision. And the one scene that they shot completely, but they never aired it, was the Mad King killing Jon Snow's uncle and his granddad.
Oh, right. Oh, tidy.
It was actually in the trailer for the first season, but they never aired it. They cut it out.
Oh.
I'll be one of them, man. When it's finished, they'll re-release the box sets in one standard freaking, you know what I mean, complete. And it'll just have, like they did with Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Relentless
amount of episodes, like, you know what I mean, extras and shit.
Like the deleted scenes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So one final thing before we go, that I think Melisandre's going to play a bigger part than she's had so far, because we saw her on top of the cliff. She's the one that brought, you know, obviously talked to Daenerys into calling Jon Snow over there, but then she's like Varys going, "Oh, why aren't you down there?" Like trying to stir shit, and she just goes, "Well, I'm going to die in this country, so are you," and walks off. Which is strange, because you don't...
It's not learning anything on, is it?
No, the but snitch? You don't see Varys speechless very often, and that's the first time he sort of looks scared.
Yeah. I do think it's him.
Do you?
I refuse
to believe it's him, I do.
It won't be Tyrion. And no, Ilaria's gone. She's chained up.
I refuse to believe it's him, but at the same time, I suppose
there's no one else it could be.
He's the kind of coward at the end of the day, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a snake.
Yeah.
A bald.
What if Tyrion's the one that fucking kills him?
That'd be cool.
Tyrion be the one to fucking, you know, catch him and just, yes, you little bastard.
I hope Tyrion kills Baelish, the pimp killed by the imp.
I want to see him fed to fucking Drogon. That's what I want to see.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say, Sansa didn't piss me off this week. She handled herself quite nicely.
No, she kept her mouth shut.
Yeah. She didn't have Jon to fight with, did she?
No. I don't feel great about coming to this conclusion that in the space of a few episodes you've gone from feeling sorry for her, wanting her to get away from Ramsay Bolton, to literally fucking thinking you're a super bitch. I really don't like you. I mean, what is your sole purpose? What is your sole purpose? Seriously.
No, she needs a fruit shoot and a timeout at most of the times.
And poor Reek, fucking hell, let's be honest. Didn't see him, he's still floating, he's like, fucking hell.
Well, we saw him very quickly, the rest of the Greyjoys brought him onto the ship and then just left him on the deck.
Oh, yes, yeah, I did see, yeah, they basically called him a coward, didn't they?
Yeah.
He said about, obviously, I tried to help him, and then the guy basically looked at him and said, no, you didn't.
If you tried to help him, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Fionn.
But you kind of seen him tick, didn't you? Go, yeah. Maybe I was in the wrong.
Oh, he knows, like, he was in the wrong.
You're on a fucking kill him. Euron's a bad man. He's a bad man. I mean, just that thing, that conversation he's having with Cersei, you know what I want.
Yeah.
And then he goes and winds Jamie up.
It's strange with Euron, because we had Joffrey, who was a little shit. Ramsay was an evil cunt. With Euron, all we've seen is that he's an asshole. He hasn't really done any evil things yet.
No, he's a bad man, isn't he? Do you know what I mean?
Well, he winds Jamie up a bit.
He's a barbarian, isn't he? That's what he is. He's all about rape and pillaging, isn't he? That's what he is.
Yeah, which is why I'm a bit worried about Yara.
He's the man that's got no heart. And he's like, well, he is. He's like a henchman. He's a mercenary. And Cersei picked the right man because she knew. She wanted a job done. He'll just go in there and just obliterate everything. Like.
Yeah, and she's got no intention of marrying him. She's just using him.
Jamie will kill him. Jamie's going to have it.
Already going to kill each other, and that's how Arya gets Jamie's face. Spanner in the works. We're doing it again. Jamie, we're killing the plots.
Possibly.
Jamie kills Euron. Or so he thinks. Arya uses Euron's face to kill Jamie, and then Jamie goes, and then Arya uses Jamie's face, goes and kills Cersei.
I'd also like for it to be
Theon
that kills him. I really would. That be kind of Theon's saving grace.
Mm-hmm. It would come full circle for him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I would like it to be that. That's kind of his. That's his bow out. That's his swan song. He saves his sister, and that's it. Mm. And then gets fucked up by the mountain. That's fair. See, he ain't gonna rip his. He ain't gonna rip his cock off, is he?
Well, you have a job.
Could shove his hand. Could shove up his hand up his ass and make him a puppet, though.
Oh. Well, so next week we got a few questions that need to be answered. Now Daenerys needs Jon, as we saw in the trailer. And is Arya actually going home, or is she going to turn around? We don't know. Find out next week. Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for joining us. Feel free to like and follow us. You can find my Bannermen on social media. The Phoenix is at
the Phoenix 626,
and you can find the Butcher at
find me at 69Butcher.
And you can find me at Dazzy Brand and at Dazzy MWP. You can, of course, send us a raven at ThroneZoneUK and at maxwrestling.wix.com/ThroneZone. And you can also check us out on the Max Wrestling Podcast. New episode of that coming tomorrow on facebook.com/maxwrestlingUK. And also on YouTube, Podomatic, iTunes, and, of course, the Swerve Talk Network. We'll be back next week to look on episode 4 of season 7, which is The Spoils of War. Until then, remember, the internet is dark and full of spoilers. Valar Morghulis.
My only venture at this moment is re-establishing control over this continent and every person on it.
All my allies are gone. I'm losing.
You can count on the Iron Bank as soon as the gold arrives.
Enough with the clever plans.